This piece of writing is titled The Peace of the Undersea, Surrendering to Beauty. The sky was grey and pillowy, a breeze blowing clouds this way and that. For a moment there had been a discussion about not swimming, but I could not swim. So I left my husband and daughter shivering on the rocks and waded in. Dark red seaweed caught around my ankles with each step, with each incoming wave. I shifted my feet in increments to the middle of the cove, where there were less stones and sea paraphernalia, where clearer water and sand opened up underfoot. It was chilly, the water, but not unpleasant. And quickly I was deep enough to push out, to take a few strokes before flipping onto my back. I turned and glided outward a few more times, relishing the feeling of total freedom, aloneness, no expectations, nothing to do but float. I leant my head back. The longing to be held was real, and yet resistance, a coldness, a stiffness in my shoulders that prevented me from giving over. "Breathe, Alice," I said silently to myself. My ears popped one after the other. The gentle filling of water, the total silence of it all. No longer the crashing of waves on shore, but instead the peace of the undersea. The slight shimmer of stones, of water pulling back and forth, a shushing. Shh. Shh. I floated, body all at once, suspended and surrendering. This is as close to heaven as I could imagine, I thought. And in that moment of pure bliss, it was as if I was tapping into a direct line to something greater than all of this. Because suddenly the sun peeked through the clouds and rained down on the water on me like glitter. I could think only of dying, and how if I had to go there and then, that would be okay. How would I be remembered? The wild one, perhaps, always seeking to reach that place beyond. Laughter roused me and I became aware of how far I had drifted. I bobbed up and watched them reclining on the stones, chatting carelessly, comfortably, and I felt overcome with love for them, for us, for these days away, and for this reconnection. I'm not ready to die, I thought, but live in constant beauty. I must. I leant back and floated again, following my breath as the water lapped over me. Silence, peace, contentment, bliss and beauty.